It's Monday, March the 8th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by TD Ameritrade. Coming up, more protests in Myanmar and a ballyhooed royal interview. First, the world in brief. Myanmar's main trade unions called for a total strike after renewed protests in at least six cities. The unrest has persisted since the army seized power in a coup on February 1st. Tens of thousands of protesters clashed with police and security forces after overnight raids on activist leaders in Yangon, the largest city. King Mon Lat, a deposed government official, died in police custody. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, a British-Iranian woman imprisoned in Iran for 5 years on implausible spying charges, was released from house arrest but barred from leaving the country. A new court case against her has been scheduled for Sunday. The British government called for Ms. Zaghari Ratcliffe to be allowed to return to Britain. Explosions ripped through barracks in Batar, the biggest city in the tiny Central African petrostate of Equatorial Guinea, killing at least 20 people and wounding 600. President Teodoro Obiang Nguema Basogo said the gigantic series of blasts damaged almost every building in the city. He blamed it on an accident storing munitions. Switzerland will ban the wearing of religious face coverings in public, following a controversial referendum yesterday. The ban is seen as being directed at the veils worn by Muslim women, including the burqa and niqab. It was proposed by the right-wing Swiss People's Party, which campaigned using slogans such as Stop Radical Islam. GE is reportedly on the brink of selling its aircraft leasing business to AerCap, an Irish aviation financing firm, in a deal expected to be worth more than $30 billion. It would be the latest effort by the many-tentacled American conglomerate to simplify its business model. GE Capital Aviation Services is the largest remaining division of the firm's once-mighty finance arm. Customs data showed that China's exports surged in the first 2 months of the year. It was 61% higher than the same period in 2020 in dollar terms. The figures are distorted by both the annual Lunar New Year holiday and the COVID-19 pandemic. But demand in the European Union and America also rebounded, thanks partly to fiscal stimulus measures. And a ballyhooed television interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle hit the airwaves in America. Miss Markle, a mixed-race actor, told Oprah Winfrey how an unnamed royal fretted over how dark their baby might be, and that her time in the palace drove her to thoughts of suicide. The squirming within the House of Windsor was almost palpable.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the science-y stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials. Like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're super natural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com.